Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Testaments, they didn't know. You read that, you actually, everything's going to happen exactly as it's going to happen. I'm just giving credit where it's due. And, you know, that's that paradox. There are good Germans or bad Germans. There are good Christians or bad Christians. There are good Jews or bad Jews. But I got to say, Dr. Zelenko, it is amazing that Ezekiel and Moses and everything is just so powerful. A few minutes, because I know you're a humble person, but how did the Jews particularly foresee all of this out of all the cultures? Because the more I study it, the more those ancient Jews, 5,000, 6,000, 3,000 years ago, are dead on. You know, Plato, I've given credit to. You know, he made a lot of predictions, made a lot of things 2,000, 300 years ago. But so the Greeks, you got to give some credit to too. But what's going on? What's going on with Jews knowing all this, and then somebody like Harari turns his back completely on it?
Jews are absolutely nothing without the law and without obeying the Creator and serving as a light unto the nations by bringing the knowledge of the Creator into the creation. And no one is denying that it was the Jewish faith that brought the morality and God's law into the world. And so it really starts with the characteristics and attributes of the first Jew, Abraham. Now, let me just paint a picture of how he grew up. He grew up in a world where no one believed in the one God. Everyone was an idol worshiper, including his own father. And he sensed, just logically, rationally, something not right here. It doesn't make sense. And he used his mind and came to the conclusion that, no, there must be a primal cause, a one God that set everything into motion. And he went public about that. And he was not liked. Actually, the entire world tried to kill him. And he said, I don't care. I'm going to stand up for my principles, my beliefs. And I'm going to sanctify the name of God, even if it costs me my life. And he was the only one on the planet doing it. But that was the essence, this stubbornness, this arrogance. But for God, you know, every attribute could be used for good and for bad. And if you have an arrogant streak in you, but a stubborn streak, but if you use it to serve God, then it's not necessarily bad. And so Abraham was a stubborn guy, and he stood up to the entire world and said, no, I'm not going to worship your idols. You are wrong, and there is a Creator. So to answer your question, it's nothing special about us. It's the fact that we were tasked, put into a role, and only when we observe that role is there a certain grace that's brought into the world.
Exactly. Only when we're in line with the will of God are any of us strong.
Correct.
I know you got to go, but we got another guest coming up. We got Reiner Fulmick coming on. You never plug this stuff, but it's a great product, and you're supporting us. So do a few more minutes when we come back from break. I want to talk about Z-Stack and the other products, but start talking about it now. You got a new website for it. It's ZDT or ZDetoxLife.com/Alex. You're also supporting us. Doctor, spend a minute or so talking about these products you've got. You've got a bunch of great products.
Well, NAC is stop blood clots. And for some reason, there's a lot of blood clots going around lately, killing people, right? Heart attacks and strokes. So if you're at risk for blood clots, NAC is an over-the-counter option, which is great. Then EGCG, it's a green tea extract, is the most one of the most powerful zinc ionophores that gets zinc into the cell. And then it has zinc, because zinc stops RNA viruses from replicating.
Right. All right, stay there. Come back and just do 2-3 minutes on the other side ahead of Reimer Fulmick, because I want you to talk about this, because I want to run an ad on air, because I know I approached you about being a sponsor. I love your products. My family uses them. My products are great, too, but yours are just as good or even better. I just want people to know about them. So please, humor me. Let's come back in a minute. I want you to talk 2-3 minutes so I can put an ad out of you talking about these great products. People find it at ZDToxLife.com/Alex if people want to support the broadcast. Whatever you do, boost your immune system now with the things God gave us. Be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to the front of operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
The InfoWars.com studio. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Reimer Fulmick is loaded for bear. He's coming up here in just a few minutes. But one of my favorite guests, Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko of ZDTalksLife.com, is here. And I wanted him because he's got great products. He came up with all these different treatments 2 years ago that saved millions of lives. He never wants to talk about it. But I approached him. I said, you should be a sponsor. We want to promote your products. He said, fine. So humor me, because I asked him last segment to do it, and he went off on a deal about Abraham, which is powerful. I loved hearing it. But spend a few minutes, sir, about the great products you've got that counter all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world.
Listen, I see people dropping dead from blood clots and getting immune dysregulation, over or under reactive immune system, and dying from stuff that they shouldn't be dying from, like a cold or Omicron. And so I saw there was a need to, that FDA allows me to say, create a nutritional supplement, an immune booster that may help people. And so Z-Detox contains NAC and acetylcysteine. This stuff stops blood clots. Everything I'm saying is peer-reviewed, NIH, on the NIH server, and so on. So NAC stops blood clots, and if someone's at risk of blood clots for whatever reason, that's a good thing. And also, one of the problems I've seen lately, for some unknown reason, is people's immune systems are getting destroyed. And so using EGCG, which is a green tea extract, together with a higher dose of zinc, mitigates the risk of getting certain viruses, like new further future strains of COVID, or influenza virus, or RSV virus, or even, God forbid, Marburg virus, which is a potential emerging bioterrorist threat. They're all single-stranded RNA viruses. So by inhibiting the common pathway for viruses to replicate these viruses, that is a very good thing for people who have damaged immune systems. I'm trying to detox people from a toxic world, if you can read between the lines. And so it was born out of need. I can't stand having people die from blood clots, 20-year-olds dying from blood clots. What the hell is that? And so I have some very good news. Most people don't know this, but in 3 years or so, this technology that's going to come out is going to completely reboot the innate immune system. There's a way to restore, basically cure AIDS in a sense. But that's going to take 3 years. And to have a bridge to help people get to that point until that technology is available, I think is a worthy thing to do.
And people can get the great products, and you're a supporter of ours. They're amazing. ZDTalksLife.com/Alex. In closing, Doc, you came out 2 years ago and said it's going to cause HIV. Dr. Yidan, the former head of Pfizer Science, said that. We knew that it was the HIV delivery system patented by Gates and others in Moderna in 2016. The nakedness of this, I mean, it's obviously premeditated, but I'm just shocked that they would, like, patent it and own it and do it, and then now it's happening. I mean, these people have got, they got some balls they got to carry around in wheelbarrows, man, because let me tell you, I'm not a violent guy, and I'm not calling for violence, but you kill people in my family, you're going to pay for it. And there's a lot of people that are really going to do whatever it takes to stop these people politically. I mean, I just can't believe, why do they want to kill us? Like, why are they starting this fight with us?
Well, you're an impediment to them. You know, there's two ways to approach life. I'm going to grow together with you and as a collaboration, and we all prosper. Or I'm going to make myself feel better and grow by stepping on your head. These are narcissists. These are people that, you know, the whole world is suffering because Bill Gates couldn't find a girlfriend in high school. Their hatred for humanity is so severe that they literally get, like, sexual gratification by destroying other people.
That's it. That's the psychology. Dr. Zelenko, we love you. We appreciate you. ZDTalksLive.com. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you soon.
God bless you, Alex. God bless America.
God bless you. Powerful hour interview. Powerful. And now, I could ask 100 questions of this guy, but it's just best if I bring him on and talk about what he's done. He is a lawyer. He has put on these committee hearings that have been seen by tens of millions of people dealing with the war crimes that have been committed. Dr. Reiner Fulmick joins us, and the best way to cover this is just to let him take over and tell us in the next 45 minutes what he's about to cover. Fulmick.com, FULLMICH.com, CrimesAgainstHumanityTours.com. He is here. So thank you so much, sir, Dr. Reiner Fulmick, for joining us. Tell us in the next 4 or 5 minutes to break what you're about to lay out today, because the enemies of humanity are moving heaven and earth today to try to stop what you're about to say.
Well, thanks for having me back, Alex. I can only confirm what Dr. Zelenko, a really good man, just told you. These people are really trying to kill us. They are trying to reduce the population, the world's population. I think what they have in mind is reducing us by 80% or so. I don't think they're going to succeed. And we're doing something about this, and that's why we founded the Corona Investigative Committee. Its website is corona-committee.com. But on top of this, after we had gotten all these little pieces of the puzzle about how the PCR test doesn't do what people claim, or what Fauci and Drosten from Germany claim it does, how the vaccines are not necessary because we don't have a corona pandemic, rather we have a PCR test pandemic. Also, we have alternative methods of treatment. Dr. Zelenko invented the Zelenko protocol, which works perfectly well. Plus, they're neither effective nor are they safe. So we took all these pieces of the puzzle and decided with a group of international attorneys to let the people see the entire picture through a judicial proceeding, which is based on the American grand jury proceeding. This is a suggestion by our colleague Anna Garner. And we had this 6-day hearing. We're going to conclude it soon with closing arguments. And then we're going to go into phase two. We're going to have an actual trial, and we're going to probably be able to enforce the judgment that will hopefully result from this trial. Why am I saying this? Well, I think it is taking too many chances to try to bring this case, file it within the system. There are some places where the system still works, in particular in some places in the U.S., but also in India. But most of the places here in Europe, in particular in Germany, are totally corrupted and infiltrated. So there's no use in getting one of these systems court to hear these cases. We're not going to get a fair hearing. So we're going to do this outside of the system, but we still believe, because it's a real trial with real attorneys, a real judge, and a real jury, which will be our viewers, we still believe we can enforce the resulting judgment, because it looks, If you look at Ukraine, which is just an extension of the fear-mongering that we've seen with the corona pandemic, if you look at Ukraine, they're using this in order to keep us in fear mode and panic mode in order to go through with their Great Reset, which its real goal is to create a one world government, because they want to make us believe that our national governments, which they're not our governments anymore, most of them have been infiltrated into our systems through the World Economic Forum, which has its own production capacity in terms of their Young Global Leaders program. So we do believe that things are going to come to a head probably in the fall. You can't make any precise predictions, but based on the testimony that we got from geopoliticians, based on what we think is really happening in Ukraine, it's very hard to tell because there's propaganda on both sides, but the one side that we're being presented is the one that is presented to us by the same people who've been lying to us about corona, the mainstream media. And
that's right. Dr. Reiner Fulmich, stay right there. We're going to come back and lay this out. But it's just an incredible time to be alive. Huge awakenings happening. They're acting like they're pulling back in the cub of tyranny, but they're waiting in the wings. So it's so important to continue to hammer this truth. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
CIA document from the late 60s under different titles, but it's 198 ways to peacefully resist. Another headline gives you the same CIA plan. It's 198 ways for civil disobedience. Another one's 198 ways of nonviolent action. And one of the biggest ones, which they didn't invent this, they're just listing it, is a mock trial or a grand jury. With real scientists, real lawyers, real people, you put on the evidence as a blueprint for others to do it. In fact, I've seen political scientists point out that the mock trial or the mock grand jury is one of the most important. And I saw the enemy disinfo agents go crazy months ago when very famous, successful, respected attorney, Dr. Reiner Fulman, came out and did this. They said, oh, he's claiming it's a real trial. Well, no, it's a real presentation of evidence to get a real investigation, so that you see that deception because they're so scared of something real like this, where we put these people on trial every day, too, showing you all this stuff. That's what this is. Everything in life is a trial. You go to a restaurant. Is the food good? You buy a suit. Does it fit well? Does it last? You buy a car. Everything's a trial in life. So he's really pioneered this, and what matters is he did a great job. They were very truthful, very accurate, and it got seen conservatively where I saw it, 20, 30, 40 million times. So he's really with us till the end of the hour. He's got so much to say about where we are. But if I had to pick two people who've been on the show in the last few years who just have a way of saying things, it's Dr. Zelenko and it's Reiner Fulman. Just the way they describe things is just so dead on. And I'm not praising you, sir, to get accolade. I'm just saying I really respect your view on this and where we're going, because it seems you're dialed into the zeitgeist. So just wherever you want to go, please continue.
Well, thanks, Alex. That's heaping too much praise on me. We're a group of attorneys. We're about 30 attorneys from all over the world, including South Africa, the United States, Canada, France, Italy, many, many other countries, India. And it's only the fact that we're all connected and we're all in it for the cause. No one's in it for money because we're not making any.
That's the power, is this college of people coming together.
Yes, yes. It's incredible. But the way that this connection seems to be working, it's almost like, magic. Maybe you can call it that.
Synergy.
That's what it is. It creates synergies. There's so much. We really like each other. We get along with each other. We're all doing the same thing and have been doing this for a long time. And we don't care how many people try to disparage us or try to even cause us serious problems. You may have heard that our French colleague Virginie was arrested last week.
And yes, I meant to bring that up. Tell people about that. There's video of this. Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, she was arrested early in the morning. Her two very young children, unfortunately, had to witness this. She was held in custody for, I think, 3 days. It didn't have anything to do with her participation in the grand jury investigation. Rather, they claimed that she was being held in custody and questioned because she was advising or representing a terrorist. Well, turns out the terrorist is just somebody who's asking questions, and that's why they framed him as a terrorist.
Wow.
in effect, we don't think that there's there wasn't any cause for this, but what this really meant to do is send a message to the other attorneys in France, because they can't intimidate her, a message of fear. If you're not in line with the government, then we're going to go after you. Something very similar happened in Germany about a year ago when a judge in the city of Weimar simply applied the law. A mother of two underage children, 7 and 9 years old, came to him and asked for his help and said, "My children can't sleep. They have stomach aches. They are crying at night. They don't want to go to school anymore. They feel they're being tortured. This constant PCR testing, the mask mandate, social distancing. They want to play and they can't." So the judge said, "Well, I'm going to have to get some experts, expert witnesses to help me out on this." And he got in touch with three renowned professors from renowned universities, one PCR test expert, another one child psychologist, and another one, a third person who specializes in masks. Based on their evidence, on their expert opinions, he decided this is illegal, this is unconstitutional, and ordered the school to stop these practices. 3 weeks, so this is perfectly normal. 3 weeks later, his house, his office, his car were searched. His phone, his cell phone, and his computer were seized. Same thing happened to the three experts. Same thing happened to a friend of the judge, simply because she was a friend of his. Same thing happened to a colleague. Same thing happened to the lawyer who represented the children. So this is what you're seeing pretty much everywhere in Europe and apparently in some other places as well. However, it's not going to do the trick because it's only making people more and more angry and making people ask questions. We're going to continue with our work. That's why we're really soon, we're going to have a strategy meeting tomorrow at our Berlin headquarters, and we're probably going to very soon start with phase two. Phase one was the investigation. It was a real investigation. It was simply held outside the system. But there's going to be a phase two, and that's going to be a real trial. And as I said earlier, we believe that towards the fall, things are going to come to a head. There may even be outright war. We hope we can still avoid it, but I'm not very optimistic about this. So after that, collapse or crash, or maybe it's going to be World War III, we don't know, but things are looking really, really bad right now. After that, however, we're going to be able to enforce any judgment, because after that, it's going to be the 20% of the people, maybe 30% of the people, who've always been in the resistance, who will, most of them, we believe, will survive. So I'm not trying to be
No, but you're right. We're in a war with globalists. This is a total war. And what's incredible is I see Fauci and I see the head of Pfizer and others now backtracking and saying, oh, we were just told to do this. So I see a lot of signs that they admit they're in deep trouble, plus the fact that they're hardly seen in public now. Why did they suddenly back off just a few months ago when they were pushing? Because they saw so much resistance?
I think so. I do think this is part of their game plan, however, because they must have expected that quite a few of us will not back down, and more people are waking up. That's why they're looking, and they had this. They had this as part of their game plan, we believe, right from the start. That's why they're moving into their second phase, which is Ukraine, the war in Ukraine.
Well, that's right. Stay there. But show how astute you are. Some people don't know this. It's in their different battle plans, like the SPARS document, that they know will push back. They'll give up for a little bit and then hammer down next with what? Hemorrhagic fever, God knows what. Dr. Reiner Fulmich is with us. You should definitely visit his site. He gave a new site out that everybody should visit on screen. We'll put that on screen. Fulmich.com, CrimesAgainstHumanityTour.com, and more. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. History is happening right now. We are only offering three coins in the series.
The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, Dr. Reiner Fulbeck, one of the top lawyers out there, exposing this incredible power grab, this Nuremberg violating code, this insanity. Please continue. I could ask a lot of questions, but you're really educated on this. What do you expect to come next? What can we do? What's unfolding? Why have they backed off a little bit? Is that a sign of weakness? What do you expect next?
No, I completely agree with you. They're not. This is not a sign of weakness. They're just letting go of the reins for a short while, and then they're going to pull back hard again. This is part of their deliberate attempt to confuse, disorient, distract us. It's meant to make people so disoriented that ultimately they're going to agree to anything that they tell us. They being the people who are pulling the strings of the Anglo-American financial mafia, which is based in the city of London, not London, but the city of London and its fifth column in the U.S., that's Wall Street. We see some of the people who are pulling the strings, including maybe Bill Gates, but maybe somebody else is pulling his strings, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. These people own 146 central banks, including the Fed, including the German Bundesbank, including the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. But I have to correct a mistake I made. The actual website on which you can see all the interviews we did with people like Dr. Mike Yeadon, a former vice president of Pfizer, Professor Luc Montagnier. By the way, Luc Montagnier is a Nobel Prize winner from France. Yeah, that's correct. It's corona-investigative-committee.com. Luc Montagnier.
And get back to him, but here it is, corona-investigative-committee.com. That's the URL to check. Please get back to the discoverer of HIV and what he said.
Yeah, exactly. And so he discovered HIV, and he, months ago when we interviewed him, shortly before he died, he said, well, if you test positive and you have to be hospitalized after you got vaccinated, that means you probably have AIDS. Go see your doctor. Go to a hospital. Have them check for AIDS. And it turns out he's right. That's what one of the professors, a biologist from the University of Würzburg told us, Professor Ulrike Kemmerer. She said, it looks like these shots, which are, of course, not vaccines, they're just experimental gene therapies, or maybe not even therapies. What they're really doing is they're shutting off your immune system, and that's why many people call this what it causes now, call this VIAs, vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency syndrome. That's what happens, plus the blood clotting that you mentioned. That's why
and
not
how do they
everyone,
think they get away with this? I guess start a war, start a financial collapse during it to make us forget about what they just did. But yes, VAIDS is now happening.
That is exactly the point. They're going to start, or they are in the process of starting a war. What we see in Ukraine, again, there's propaganda on both sides, but there is another side to this coin. What we see in Ukraine, as you probably know and your viewers know, is NATO and the Anglo-American financial mafia are pushing for a war. They led the Ukraine people to believe that if they attacked Russia or take back the Crimea by force, they would get support from NATO. Of course, they did. But they're trying to.
No, exactly. They stirred them up. Lindsey Graham, Klaus Schwab, of course, George Soros, all of them said, go ahead and invade. Go ahead and attack. And then when they did it and attacked the Russian-held areas, that elicited the response. So clearly, the globalists wanted to bring Russia into this as the political distraction for the economic collapse that's now happening. They're blaming Russia. Whether you love Russia or hate them, Russia did not cause the hyperinflation that was currently happening.
Yeah, and they're making pretty good progress with their warmongering. They even got the Swiss to forget their neutrality. They're not also supplying Ukraine with all kinds of weapons. Germany is. I think some of the countries that didn't want to join NATO are now about to join NATO, Finland including. So things are seem to be going according to plan. But part of what we're seeing is sheer desperation on the other side. Of course they're making progress because they've had so much time to plan for this. Probably 30 years or make concrete plans for this for the last 10 years.
But they need the collapse to be without getting a blame. So they're having success in the collapse, but not in success in covering up their running it.
Exactly. We're on to them. In fact, the latest thing we found out about Klaus Schwab, whom you just mentioned, the head of their most important platform, this is where they meet in Davos, this is where they meet once a year. Klaus Schwab and his World Economic Forum, everybody thought it's a European invention. They founded it in Europe because Klaus Schwab is so smart. No, not so. One of the experts who we interviewed last Friday is an investigative journalist by the name of Johnny Vetmore. He's the partner of Whitney Webb, another investigative journalist. He dug deeply into his family history. It turns out his father, Klaus Schwab's father, tried to help out the Nazis, tried to help them build an atomic bomb. And Klaus Schwab tried the very same in the 1960s while setting or founding the World Economic Forum.
Oh, yeah. He's like Dr. Evil. The reason he looks like Dr. Evil is he is. He's literally a supervillain.
He is. And he tried to help the South African apartheid regime build up their own nuclear power, give them the power to make nuclear bombs. This is... against international law, this is illegal. This guy is...
He's obsessed with power.
Yes, absolutely. But it turns out this is not a European, the World Economic Forum is not a European creation. Klaus Schwab went to Harvard in the 1960s, and they had a program there which was financed by the CIA, run by Henry Kissinger.
That's right. He's got the special, I know people involved, they whistleblowed. Dr. Francis Boyle, he got the special one person a year CIA global government PhD.
Yes, that's what he got. So it was basically a CIA-financed invention by Henry Kissinger. Another thing that could be important, I don't know if you've spoken to this guy, Todd Callender.
Yes.
He's a U.S. attorney, specializes in insurance law, and he represents thousands and thousands of members of the military. And he tells us that in 2021, only during the first 10 months of 2021, the military saw a 1,100% increase in deaths after vaccination. Now, this is not old people who had prior medical conditions. This is young, healthy, fit people between the ages of 18 and 30, maybe, who didn't wake up, who just stayed in bed and never woke up dead. For 2022, he says, we expect an increase in all-cause mortality in the military of 5,000%. Now, if this is not genocide, what is?
You're able to really break this down, Dr. Fulmink. What's the end game? We know it's depopulation, but why are they doing it now? It's so risky, in my view, even for the establishment. This is crazy.
Well, it may very well be that they were pushed into an early start. 11 or 12 years ago, when we had the housing crisis, the Lehman crisis, we should have been much more careful. I, as a former banker, I used to work for one of the most criminal organizations within the banking industry, the banking mafia, rather, Deutsche Bank. I should have seen what's going on. I should have seen this as blatant fraud. I have a really good friend who, I spent 3 weeks in India recharging my batteries. I met a really good friend there who also used to work for Deutsche Bank, a former investment banker. He's afraid that we're going to have World War III in the fall and it's going to play out. The battlefield will be Europe. So he is staying
in India. Stay there. Dr. Reimer Fulmink, exactly. And I think what you're getting at, I'm not trying to steal your thunder, just to show we're not making this up. There's too many old people. They've got a bubble. They just want to kill a bunch of people instead of them going to jail. We'll be right back. We'll talk about why they're doing this, why BlackRock and others are doing this, and how we need to stop this together. We're going to stop it. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coin.com, a great collectible Tree of Liberty coin that funds our operation, and the current sales rate will be sold out by Monday or Tuesday next week. I encourage everybody to get this historic coin, and it's a founding member coin, meaning we stay on the air during all this. Soon, everybody that's a member, if you sign up with your email, we'll be getting a lot of really special content and things. Everybody should get it, 1776coin.com. All right, Dr. Reiner Fulmich, I'm very impressed. I've known about you for a long time. You've been fighting tyranny, but seeing what you're doing now, and we were hitting the break about the wars they're planning, the crises they're engineering, their economic system coming to an end, the fact that they're all going to go to jail because of derivatives if they don't, quote, kill the old people. So you got all the boomers, so many of them signed on to this leftist agenda, and then this whole New Deal, this whole global carbon tax, this whole Build Back Better. But at the heart of it, the globalists admit it's about not giving 65 and up health care or their pensions. And I guess giving them vaccines, they know statistically aren't vaccines that are going to kill them. So this is instead of Bernie Madoff going to jail, these bankers end up taking over the world. It seems like pretty simple to beat if we admit we're being attacked by something that's evil. The problem is there's that learned helplessness or that mass Stockholm syndrome where people just don't want to admit what's really happening to them because it's too frightening. But not admitting it lets it happen, which is actually frightening.
That's exactly true. We do have to see the full picture. We have to see what's really going on, no matter how frightening it is, because if we don't, we're not gonna do the right thing. And it's right. This is basically a financial catastrophe that we're facing. Our currencies are probably going to be completely devalued very soon. The dollar has reached the end of the line. And it turns out that in maybe their own wrongdoing pushed them into an early start, because, you know, as I said earlier, we should have known that the financial industry is really a financial mafia when we saw what happened after the financial crisis of the Lehman, the housing crisis, which turned into a world economic crisis, because nothing happened, despite the fact that the politicians said, we're going to stop this once and for all. We're going to hold everyone responsible, everyone accountable who is accountable. Nothing happened except that they printed money. They looted and plundered our public coffers over decades, probably much longer than that, but we can see this precisely over decades. And then in September of 2019, when the central bankers met in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which they do once a year, BlackRock seems to have panicked because we are in possession of a summary that they did for this meeting, and they basically said, not using the very same words that I'm using, man, they're on to us. They know what's going on. We have to do something drastic in order to distract their attention. And that is why I think they had an early start. They pushed Drosten to invent these two falsehoods, these two fraudulent assertions. One, there are asymptomatic infections. Of course, they're not. There's no such thing. Asymptomatically infected people are healthy people. And two, I, Drosten, have invented a PCR test that can tell you who really is infected, when in fact a PCR test can do no such thing, and this guy knew it. He's lying, and we can show it in a court of law. Unfortunately, the World Health Organization published this and recommended this PCR testing, so that is the basis. That's the foundation for everything, and that's why we and all of my lawsuits and all of my colleagues' lawsuits have decided to attack at this foundation, because if there's no cases, because the PCR test cannot tell you anything about infections, then there's no basis, no factual and no legal basis for any of the measures, let alone for the so-called vaccinations. So it was BlackRock that led us to believe, and I think this is a correct assumption, that they were pushed into an early start, and that gives us an advantage over them, because they're in a hurry. They are the ones who are really panicking, because they know if they don't succeed in distracting us from what they have done, if they don't succeed in keeping us from waking up, we're going to hold them responsible. This time, we're not going to let the politicians do it, but we're going to do it ourselves, because we have to do it ourselves. There is no cavalry that's going to come to our aid. There's no foreign power that's going to come to our aid. No allies that are going to free Germany or any other country. We the people have to rise up and do it, because if we don't, things are going to get a lot worse, and this is going to be the end of humanity, because that's what this is about. These people are they are sociopaths and psychopaths, and they do, in fact, want to gain control over all of us by creating this one world government and one world digital currency. If we don't do anything, we can see what's going to happen in Australia. One of the people who we talked to last Friday, a German who's been living there for 25 years, told us that in the meantime, while they're they seemingly have no restrictions, this is just the calm before the storm, as you said, and that's what he said too. But this leads people in Australia to not do anything. There are no demonstrations anymore because there are no restrictions. However, they have all these quarantine centers, which he says, look, like concentration camps.
Oh, they admit they're prisons. Remember, they were holding Australian senators because they complained. They go, it's not 14 days now, it's a month. And they said, oh, if you speak out, we catch you on your cell phone criticizing, you get more weeks. So they already admit they're re-education camps.
Exactly. They're re-education camps, and what we are afraid is going to happen, that come fall, they're going to really use this not to quarantine people who test positive or who are not vaccinated. Well, those two, but people who are in the resistance. That's what he's afraid of. And on top of this, he says, he and some other investigative journalists took a deep dive into the government, and he says, it's like a pyramid. What he used to think is that only at the top did they infiltrate their people. But no,
that's what I found out. I just think it was exactly 20 years ago was the top. Now they've infiltrated right to the bottom.
Exactly. That's how they work. And
I didn't mean to steal your thunder. So what do you think we should do when faced with something that monstrous?
Well, basically two things. Don't panic, because that's what they want us to do. That's what this is all about. Disorient us, put us into panic mode. So don't panic, and simply, the best thing to do, this is what the psychologist told us, is turn off the mainstream media. Don't listen to our politicians, because they're not our politicians, and get the truth out. Look at, for example, look at what you're doing. Look at what
many other people. Find the truth, do the real, and then magnify it, and don't feel like a victim. Go on the offense.
Exactly, because we're not the victims. We're the ones who can turn this thing around, because us, the 20% who are in the resistance, are not the ones who simply follow orders. We're the ones who are creative. We ask questions, and we're creative. We are the ones, probably the only ones, our 20%, maybe it's a little more in the not-so, as they say, not-so developed countries. But we're
as you say, I don't interrupt you, but it's well known, this 5%, in a freer economy, maybe 20 in a third world country, but if you've got 5% in a resistance movement, whether it's bad or good, it's going to win if you don't give up. I agree with you. I think we're 20% and growing each week and month. Why the system is so panicked, because people want freedom, and we are promoting it, and so we're very close.
And, you know, we shouldn't fight the system. It's just, it's collapsing anyhow. We should simply set up a parallel system of justice, of economics, of healthcare, and of education. We can do it. And
no, I totally agree. And fighting it only gives them power. It's going down. We want to be away from it.
Yeah, and it's only a matter of time. This whole thing is collapsing right now. We shouldn't just sit there and not do anything, but as you said, we should continue to get out the truth, disseminate this information so that as many people as possible understand what's going on, including those 40% who are still sitting on the fence. Many of them are beginning to ask questions, even those who got vaccinated, because they don't think it makes any sense that they need another and another and another shot. And in the meantime, Moderna got an EUA approval for their AIDS vaccine. What is this all about? So they create the
I know you got to go. But we got a 2-minute break, 5 minutes, Dr. Fulmick. We got to get into the HIV virus, HIV vaccine. This whole thing with Fauci obsessed with HIV, and then now they've released a virus that has part of HIV in it, and now it's in the news. They want us to have this HIV vaccine. What is the binary function of this? Because we get, they want us to have this, it's bad enough, but what do they add? Your best thinking on that. We come back in 2 minutes. Folks, you got to visit the website, corona-investigative-committee.com. The enemy is working around the clock to make sure this information doesn't get out. Then I'm going to finish some final news, and Kate Daly's going to take over in the fourth hour. And meanwhile, they have U.S. courts issuing arrest warrants for me right now. I just got that news. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.